I think really creating an environment of inclusivity, really being able to have like tolerance and respect. I think, when we talk about respect, oftentimes we don't really explain what that means. I think oftentimes our children come from homes that, well, certain behaviors are reprimanded or there's consequences, to maladaptive behaviors that we do a poor job at praising and reinforcing desired behaviors and really setting expectations of what's, respect and responsibility and what's appropriate behavior. So I think on the minimum, schools should really be able to reinforce and describe what is the expectation of pro-social behaviors. What does respect look like? What does responsibility look like? They're all big words, but what does that look like? So on the basic is really just having that kind of explanation and setting the groundwork for what is expected for environments to be safe, for environments to be inclusive. How do we create an environment of inclusivity? So I think part of that is really thinking about labels. We're in a heteronormative culture. We don't even think about it from the moment where we come into this world that, we are already socialized to act and think certain ways. And I think for individuals really to challenge themselves and be mindful of the labels that we use, when speaking to youth in particular, because I think LGBT youth in particular are very sensitive to nonverbal cues. We read the environment, they read the environment, and before you even open your mouth, I think an individual could know that person's safe. That person is going to respect me as being different or is open to that, to that possibility.